Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Happy New Year, Sloppers, and welcome to the first Sloppy Joes podcast of 2026. My name is Joe McGrath, over there.
Hello, Joe
Smith.
I'm Joe Smith.
Happy New Year, sir.
You all right?
And it's the first time we get to go over to his little corner and say Happy New Year to Ethan James.
Oh, Happy New Year, Joe.
A little bit shorter than our normal episodes. We're just getting back into it because it's kind of still a weird time for us. Are you off still? You're working again
today.
It's Friday the 2nd of Jan, so...
Yeah.
Some people, apparently the Scottish get it off.
How come some people, they're like, oh, I'm not checking in until the 6th?
Mate, some people, when I was having a chat with them, we went to the pub at the 19th, said, yeah, I'm not working until the 16th of Jan. I'm like, wait, what?
I'm going to say this right now. If you booked your office holiday, that's different. But if you work in a job where they give you from the 19th of December to the 6th of January off, we don't need that job. No offence. That job isn't necessary. And that's coming from someone whose job is entirely unnecessary.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know. That job does not need to exist. We're not in for just basically 3 weeks
off. I can't believe it, yeah. People put on Instagram, signing off now to the 6th of Jan. I'm like, what's your job? It's not that important, is it?
You're not an emergency service, obviously.
No.
You can't be a plumber. I mean, I guess you could be.
If you're taking the time off, you could go, right, I'm off now.
If you're self-employed, that's different as well, because you're costing yourself money.
Daryl works in insurance. It just shows how little we need it.
Get rid of insurance.
Gone.
Just help people out.
I think this podcast episode is going to serve one thing. It's just a nice... This is a job that's needed. It's just a nice Christmas, New Year's catch-up, because we've not been in the same room or seen each other since Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Since New Year's Eve. New Year's Day. And we should get stuck in. You had a big one this year.
I had a big one. I've had a big Christmas. I've had a really big Christmas. So what did the last day did we see each other?
I don't know.
23rd? 23rd. So, I mean, we've basically done the thing we just accuse everyone else of doing. We just had a week off!
Yeah, we're in a little shitty podcast.
Shit! Yeah, but we only did one a week. More for patrons. Join the Patreon now. Extra content coming up. Well, always. So, I've cooked one and a bit Christmas dinners.
Oof,
so
what was the bit?
It was my first ever Christmas dinner cook. But I cheated. I'm on fraud watch.
Are you sort of stuff in metal trays, 30 minutes in the oven kind of vibes?
It was basically flat packed IKEA furniture. And I've turned up like I'm some sort of woodsmith.
Christmas Day we're on now.
I'm getting the praise of a man who's like pedal pumping some sort of like rotating dowel making machine. Like I've made my own kind of, you know, you get all the spokes and you make an arm rail.
Yeah.
I'm getting the credit and praise of that guy, but realistically, it was already in the house when I arrived. I just got a load of trays of stuff from Sainsbury's.
Yeah, but was it nice? So Christmas Day, is at your... Where was it again?
At Lizzie's family's house.
Lizzie's family's house, Christmas Day. It's a big responsibility, regardless of if it's, you think you cheated or not.
It goes back a couple of days before this. So we went to pick it all up from Sainsbury's. We got well ahead of it. I think it was like late September or maybe early October.
You did your clicking, click and collect.
The Christmas click and collect. Now, describe to me, Joe, how a click and collect works.
So sometimes I do the one at Morrison's near us. I'll go online, I'll do my order, and then I'll put a time in which I will rock up to. There's a certain car parking space in the Morrison's car park. And then you let them know you're there by the website. Then they come out, bringing out some like not trolleys, but they come out in like weird little rollers.
Yeah, and then you put it in your car, you leave.
You leave.
Done. This click and collect didn't work like that.
What?
So me and Lizzie drove to the same, we'll just pick it up quick because obviously such busy times.
And it was chaos in the supermarket, by the way, wasn't it?
The last thing you want would be in the bloody supermarket. So luckily we pre-prepared. So we go to the click and collect. Hello, click and collect for Joe Smith. I don't know that name. Lizzie? Is it? No, Lizzie. And I'm thinking, I've come to the wrong bloody Sainsbury's.
Yeah, different one.
This is the Sainsbury's in Hazel Grove, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. It is the 23rd. Yeah. Okay, what's going on with this? Oh, they're the Christmas click and collects.
Oh, God.
It's Jobsworth FM, but in this case, it wasn't his fault.
Okay.
He said, to get them, you have to go in store.
Oh.
Already, I don't like this. Because the whole click and collect...
So what is he doing?
So he's doing the traditional click and collect.
But surely at that time of the year, it's just the Christmas click
My
and collect.
Exactly. They are two separate, completely separate organisations.
I tell you who gets to check off until the 6th of Jan. Yeah. That man.
Yeah. Well, he had loads on. He had trolley and he went... This was the best bit of the whole event. He went, you can come through the back. So I'm at the back and he takes me through all the through the back of the shop, which
no
I love
way.
That. Then we go out. Now we're just like, I feel like I've been born because I'm in the back, in the car park where it's dark, I'm in the back where it's all dark and cold. All of a sudden I burst into the bright lights of a main Sainsbury's. I didn't expect a beer.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a port gammon right now.
You are?
I wish.
Which right gammon did he point to then, by the way?
No, not you, but anyone.
Thank God.
And he goes, oh, it's just over here. Actually, well, where is it? And then we're just asking random 17-year-olds who work in Sainsbury's, where's the Christmas click and collect?
And you've been done for that before, haven't you?
I think... What?
Asking random 17-year-olds.
Yeah. Can I hang around with you guys? No. So then, where the Christmas click? Oh, I don't know, Tom's handling that.
No, what the fuck's going on here, Joe?
Exactly, Joe.
Where's the lad who brought you through the back? He didn't work there.
No, he's with me. He's helping. He's good.
He's with you?
He's going, where's the Christmas click and collect again? And they go, oh, Tom's sorting that. Where's Tom? Don't know. Okay, and now I'm with another employee of Sainsbury's just asking for Tom.
Tom.
That's what we're doing now. Where's Tom? Who is Tom? Then there's a cardboard cutout at the back that says Christmas click and collect on it. There's no one there. There's nothing there.
Surely it's the busiest time of the year for
it. It's the most wonderful time of the year. And we get there. Is Tom about? Oh, he was just on his break. Let me see if I can find him. Someone else goes into the back.
And who's covering Tom on his break? Or for that hour, can you not get your Christmas food?
So a couple minutes later, Tom comes out. Clearly,
they're sheepish.
Clearly sheepish, as you like. Yeah, and he's clearly chewing the last of a cranberry umbra. I say to him, oh, hello, I'm here for the Christmas click and collect. And
are you crying?
I'm just getting a little, it's just been a big Christmas.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine.
And he, it's very much clear at that stage, I'm the first one of these he's done. Because he goes, oh yeah, we are doing those.
Oh,
shouldn't be hearing that. I shouldn't be hearing that he's remembered that we're doing Christmas click and collect. So then I go, you know, are we taking it to the car or is it? And he went, oh no, you need to go get a trolley.
What?
Yeah. I went, oh, okay. And he went, we do have your stuff, but we don't take it to you. You have to get it, put it in a trolley, and get in that massive fucking queue at the tills. Because... because you have to go pay at the till.
What?
Because we only charge you a deposit online. And here's the voucher for your deposit back. So go in that massive fucking queue now that the whole reason you did the click and collect was to avoid that. Go and get a trolley, put all the stuff in it and stand in that queue.
I'm stunned.
There was
what was the point of...
There was click, there was very little collect.
That's crazy.
That's shocking, isn't it? So we're in there for the best part of an hour.
Did they do any swaps or did you get everything you needed?
Luckily there were no swaps.
Good.
And that was crucial.
Crucial.
So we got a big turkey, got a lamb...
I thought you weren't doing turkey this year.
Well, that was for my family. Got a lamb guard of honour.
What, like when you win at the rugby?
Basically, yeah. So and passing through that guard of honour was just
a
solo
Passover.
It's a Passover, it's a Passover treat. Yeah.
Was it nice, the lamb?
It was very, very nice. So then the next day, it was just, I'm just peeling. I'm putting a little extra oil on, don't get me wrong.
Fucking hell, you need
to. But basically, and I've realised, and I think this is what most of Christmas is about anyway. It's about rotation of oven space.
Yeah, yeah.
Christmas is more... If you had a big industrial oven, Christmas is a piece of piss.
I tell you what comes out now and again in the modern Christmas is the air fryer.
Yeah.
Because that can hold a little bit of heat. It can get things a little bit crispy.
Yeah.
Sometimes our roast potatoes, which do take up a lot of room, they could spend the last 5 minutes in the air fryer.
Yeah.
Hello, Yorkshires.
Yeah, hello.
They're not the family that were coming
with
puddings.
So I did make it. I got loads of praise and credit. Felt a bit like a fraud because it was all just peelings.
How did you do your gravy?
How did I do my gravy? Bisto.
Did you?
Although I did make a proper gravy a few days later. But it was really nice. Went to Liz's. So I woke up at my mum and dad's. So this is the thing. This is why I had to do such a fraud's Christmas. Woke up at my family's house, went for breakfast at my sister's.
Lovely. Then what did you have for brekkie?
We had croissants with ham and cheese.
Oh, great.
Yes, please. Mm. And you can have a little bit of jam in there if you're not too...
Now, what jam would you throw into a ham and cheese croissant?
No, I didn't put jam in
there. Oh, I thought you...
But I will put a little... I will dip into a little strawberry jam on those.
I bet cranberry sauce won't go missing, that cheese, bacon, cheese.
Sweet and savoury. It's a tale as old as time, isn't it? It's like Anton Deck or, you know...
Yeah. So then, Christmas Day, did you get a bit boozy, or were you sort of?
I got
fully...
a tiny boozy, but not really. I've not been fully pissed on any of these nights.
Have you not?
Just play it safe, because I was just, you know, I was working on Boxing Day for the United game, yeah. So it's not as though like I've not had a drink, but I've not gone hell for leather.
Crazy.
How
yeah,
was
yeah.
your Christmas by comparison?
Christmas.
It must have been boozy.
It was boozy. Yeah. It started on Christmas Eve.
What
did everyone Christmas Eve?
Christmas Day started on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve was...
I've noticed that. Have you ever noticed as soon as the clock strikes 12 on Christmas Eve, it starts being Christmas Day?
Yeah, it does start on Christmas
weird
Day
that.
And it was
why
a bit
that
on. Christmas Eve, Lennon's mum hosted a little get-together.
A fuddle?
For some friends. No, it wasn't like a fuddle. No.
Was it a soiree?
It was more, we're putting on a buffet for people.
Call that a fuddle.
And it's one of them where... You know, there's a nice bottle of red that I probably wouldn't have bought myself because I'm not too keen on red, but when there's a nice bottle of red there, yes, please.
How much Baileys are you pouring into that red
there's,
wine?
There's not a lot of Baileys in there.
Not.
But Christmas Eve there, went to the pub, but was very sensible, called it a day at like 10 on Christmas Eve because Santa's coming, so I need to get to bed and all that.
Yeah. How many pints is that still?
Yeah.
I'm rocking, I'd say 5 pints of Guinness... And half a bottle of red.
Oh, that's...
It's a chunky night, Joe.
That's a big night for me.
It's yeah, but nice. You're 5'1", and he's...
Say that again?
He's
sorry?
5'1".
Oh, yeah.
And you're all
oh,
man.
Yeah, I'm all man.
Yeah.
Christmas Day was...
But no, but that is a chunky night.
It is a chunky night. You get up in the morning with the dogs, walk it off, you're fine, you're ready for Christmas Day, which I'm saying was very 4-4-2. Just solid. We just had a solid... 3-0 win at home.
Who's playing? Talk me through the team.
First of all, we go to my mum and dad's for a bit of breakfast, just scrambled eggs on toast.
Goal.
Where's the bacon, mum? She said, leave it.
Leave it out.
Leave
in
it.
Goal, it's your mum. And she's just shot stopping at this stage, isn't she? She's like, not only bacon,
leave it.
But it's scrambled eggs on toast. It's standard stuff.
Yeah. Quick okay. little dash to the pub at
who's,
12 o'clock.
Who's playing right back?
Becky.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
a solid right
like
back.
Like a Gary Neville.
Yes.
You know what you're getting.
Right wing now. More me Uncle Jack at this point.
Because he's a bit of a maverick. He's a little bit of a maverick. He's the sort of person you want in one of those special areas out there, yeah?
So we went to the pub at 12, had a few pints in there, great, got picked up, and then had a little nice, just a nice tea.
You're centre-back, presumably, are you?
What?
You're just fucking heading them away.
Centre-back.
You're ahead on a stick, aren't you?
Yeah.
Knocking those beers away all day.
But it's one of those where we sat in a circle and we're just hearing the nice stories that we always just tell on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
It's just once a year, we're all in a room. My mum and my auntie have got a Prosecco. Becky's got a little pink gin. You know, Kira's on the whatever.
Kira's left wing?
Kira's left wing.
But she's more of your industrious winger, isn't she?
Yeah. She's learnt the new, you know...
She's up and down.
...ways.
It also doesn't sound that defensively sturdy if you've got a scramble at the back.
That's true, yeah.
But we didn't face much attacking, you know, attacking worries.
Not a lot of attacking threat on Christmas Day,
no.
is there?
So
she's infighting that will spoil things.
But
like
then
the 2002 Irish football team.
We ate late. We ate about 5:30 this year.
Oh wow!
So once we've eaten and we had that much sort of booze in us, we decided it's a nice time to call it.
Really?
And we all went home about 7:30,
so
and I was in bed for 9.
Where's 20 pint McGraw when you need it?
Boxing Day. Here we go.
Here he comes.
Come on!
Look at that boy.
Patrick and Michael, who are my cousins, one.
Now, they're your star forwards, aren't they?
Yeah, we've broken free.
Yeah.
They said, we're going to meet at the Cheltenham Wetherspoons, right? Now, if Wetherspoons for me, I've not been in a Wetherspoons in a while. I do like a Spoons.
Yeah.
It's like a cheap, affordable pub. Got there, I got the first round, 4 pints of Guinness, 2 pints of Stella, £21.
Oh,
we didn't
wow.
leave there for 5 hours.
Wow.
I sank 9 pints before the game. Then... Patrick and Mike went, Jim Radcliffe's doing 25% off beers at Old Trafford. Did
what?
You know that before an hour before the game?
No.
Someone made it up.
So you went to the... Were you going to the game?
Yeah, we're going to United United Newcastle. So
did he say that already? He hadn't mentioned that.
No, maybe not. Maybe not. It was a long stint in the in the pub, in the Wetherspoons. Well,
they call it the Sloppy Joe's Derby, by the way. You know,
Newcastle. Yeah. And I started, when I was a bit pissed, I started giving Ethan a bit about how rubbish Newcastle were. But they were rubbish as well.
They were poor.
Anyway.
Although second half, we just sat back and defended and they couldn't do it.
Awful second half. Yeah. Nearly fell asleep.
Probably the 12 points.
Yeah. So we got to the pub. We got to the United game an hour before. Everyone, this lad was like, I'll get the pints in because he thought it was 25% off. Well, little slap on the wrist. Dickhead. He bought us two each as well.
To be fair, though, they are quite cheap there.
They're cheap enough.
That bottle of Carling for like £4.50.
That bottle of Carling.
I know, but you're already pissed.
I know, you're already pissed. But then let me tell you the highlight.
Go on.
Is.
You getting some out of your pocket now?
No, I'm not a magician.
Yeah. Not yet.
So I'm on about pint 13, right? It's going well. United have just won. Brilliant. My cousin Patrick says, come follow me out Old Trafford.
Yeah.
He's got a mate who's going to pick him up a little back road if we can get towards the sort of the outskirts of Stretford. Going to pick him up. Going to take us to, and this was such a touch, the station in Didsbury. Have you ever been to the station in Didsbury?
Oh, my God.
Do you like it?
Hang on, that's the Irish one, not the railway.
Not the railway, the station.
That's a good one.
It's the one that, do you know that Prime Mutton, the City fan?
Yes.
It's his favourite pub in Manchester.
Really?
There's nothing like a second wind, Smith. I know they called you McGrath then. There's nothing like a second wind, Smith, when you sit there and you're flagging a little bit, but one of the best pints of Guinness is put in front of you.
Oh, really?
Anyway, we stayed in there till close, 1 a.m.
Wow.
We were drinking a lot. The Guinness was flowing. I'm on a lot. Anyway, get kicked out of one. I go, anyway, we're wandering past. Everyone's thinking it's all over. You know, there's talks about what to happen.
Surely it must be all over.
They think it's all over. I walked past Dave Pritt outside Bunny's Outpost, the bar he works at. He used to still do stuff for Stretford Paddock.
Yeah.
Joe, we're closing, but come in here for one more. We went in there, can't remember it, don't really know what happened. And it was a great day. Woke up at 9 in the morning to Becky prodding me saying, let's get in the car, it's 2 hours to Grimsby. She drove. I, three times, poked my head out of the car, threw up on the M60.
Sick out the window?
Yeah, like the Joker when he robs the car at the end of the Dark Knight.
Not even pulling over?
Nah, it's only a little. There's no point pulling over for that.
Is it not down the side of the car or not?
Got good aim. But that was my boxing. That was probably the highlight of Christmas.
That sounds...
It was unbelievable.
I mean,
it was a great day.
Horrific,
the next day was awful.
Yeah.
Then Becky's got two nieces. They were coming around to show off all the toys. And I've got to pretend I'm up for it. They've built a little mini cafe in the garden. You know, they like to play cafe. Yeah. I fell asleep whilst getting served. You know, it's not. It was a funish day.
Funish.
Oh, I'm still feeling it now a little bit. But I'm thinking about doing it. I'm thinking about doing Dry January after the second.
Right. So some of January then.
Some of January.
Why after the second?
Because I'm thinking of drinking tonight.
Why?
Cousins are coming around.
Same ones?
Different ones. We've got two sides of the family, mum and dad's. Mum's, yeah. Patrick classic. And Michael.
To be fair,
great fun.
In terms of all of animal history, that is pretty classic, isn't it? Having a mum and a dad.
Yeah. And then my other cousins now, they're a bit more wild.
These are the wild ones,
yeah.
So what, the 17 pint show the other night, they're not the wild ones?
No. No. So wish me luck.
So what's going to happen tonight then? Are you at work tomorrow?
No, we're going to Grimsby again.
When are you back at work?
I did the Gooch. I did three shows in the middle. And I did New Year's Eve.
And then when you're back again?
Monday the 5th. Yeah.
What was your Christmas like, Ethan?
Here we go. This is the highlight for me. Belly pork.
Well, yes. I feel so refreshed. Really? I feel fantastic. I've not felt this good in a long, long time. I needed this break. It's been fantastic. It's been the week of the snowball.
Oh yeah.
Oh, really? See, I didn't touch a snowball.
I've had two bottles of Advocar.
This morning?
Sorry, not this morning.
Is that why you're a little bit late?
On Christmas Day.
Two bottles of Advocar on Christmas Day?
No, sorry, I had one bottle.
Did you let him finish?
Sorry, it sounded like he was finished.
Yeah, you interrupted.
I had a whole bottle of Advocar on Christmas Day. I never drink on Christmas Day, but after I dropped back Gran to the home, I went on it, didn't I? And I've been snowballing up to my eyeballs.
Now, did you stay in the home for a bit? with your gran and got on it, or was that when you got back to your house?
Well, no, I didn't get on it with her. I just thought that was irresponsible. But took her there, she didn't have a great time, took her back, got the snowballs and watched Mrs. Doubtfire, and what a Christmas dinner, by the way.
Oh, tell me about it.
Is it Big John?
Big John
what,
was
Bosch?
On it. And, oh, sorry, no, not the Chinese takeaway, Big John. Which he's doing one of those Bongos Bingo, by the way, called
Bosch
Bingo.
Yeah, have you seen
Bingo.
That? We should get him on to promote it.
Yeah.
He's doing his own Bongo Bingo. I'm sure it's his own company as well.
Bosch's Bingo?
I think it's called Bosch Bingo.
He's doing it at the casino as well. Have you seen
what?
That?
Which
the,
casino?
He's doing it at the casino.
What's it called? Grosvenor.
Grosvenor.
Yeah, that one.
Or, as some people call it, Grosvenor.
Yeah, sorry, I can only see the letters.
No, that's fine.
The Grosvenor.
Yeah, he's doing it there. Well, I'd love to go.
Well,
anyway,
let's go.
That aside, you got to see, I've sent you a picture, I'll put it in. I think, because last year I felt awful when we did the whole Christmas dinner bit, and I was looking at yours and usually going how great it was, and they did look good, but I was thinking, I had a dog in this fight and I didn't bring it to the party. Do you know what I mean?
Mate, those fucking York roasties look unbelievable.
Honestly,
just
looking now. What's
incredible.
That thing in that tray?
Let me guess. Couldn't guess. What is that thing in that tray?
It's beef that in the... It's been,
oh
like,
God.
Marinated.
Beef shin. Like an honestly. Beef shin, maybe. That's soft and...
And the belly pork as well. Oh
how does he
days.
Do the belly pork? What's the flavours going on?
When you said those roasties look unbelievable, there ain't any roasties here.
Yeah, there's two in the middle.
Where?
In his dinner one that he sent there.
Just in the dinner.
Yeah, no, they look good.
I will say the belly pork has got a touch of colour on it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What
it's
do you
not
want?
For the faint-hearted.
That's what you want, though.
I 100% agree. I like things to be slightly burnt.
Makes me want belly pork right now.
Yeah, me too.
He marinated it in like apple sauce for a couple of days and that.
That's why we got a little colour on the outside, because those sugars have just caramelised. Just
oh,
so.
That's nice,
just
isn't it?
So.
And
met.
Does he do, so you get stuck in then, do you do is gravy it? On that dinner? Because does belly pork and gravy?
Well, I took the picture without gravy because I wanted to show the colours and everything there. You didn't want to just, like, you know, ruin the palate in front of you. The colour palette. But yes, gravy all over that. Not 3-hour gravy, like 3-day gravy like yours.
Sorry,
did that happen in the end then?
No, I didn't have time.
What do you mean you didn't have time?
Well, I got to Christmas Eve.
Yeah, well, by then,
midday.
It's too late.
I'm like, it's too late.
Yeah, but why did you get to Christmas Eve?
Well, I was busy, I was working, grafting.
What till 10 a.m?
No, you think it's
no offense, but you had all afternoon to start on the 23rd.
Yeah, but I have to keep an eye on it all morning. I'm
no,
working in the mornings.
Don't.
I work.
What's in it? What's in it?
We had Father Christmas on the show this year, by the way.
Did you
tell you about that?
No.
Oh, I listened to the whole thing.
Father Christmas came on, did a phone in with the kids.
Was he good?
They loved it, yeah.
You know what, Drew? When I first heard his voice, I thought, fucking hell, he's a bit scary because he speaks very slowly.
Yeah.
Is it you?
Not me, and I got to interview myself. It's Father Christmas.
No, I know it's Father Christmas, but the way you both chatting then was like you were going to reveal it was you.
I'll probably tell you something more off air, just so I don't spoil.
Okay, yeah.
Things for the kids.
It's not Andrew from the traffic, is it?
No.
You're
getting closer. What I was going to say.
Sorry, Ethan.
So, is your mum having a few bevs on Christmas Day?
Well, again, we abstained until we took Gran back. Miserable Gran back to the home.
Don't call her Miserable Gran.
What time is Miserable
she's
Gran
in,
going
she's
home?
She's in the twilight, man.
She's just miserable.
Fucking miserable.
Shipped her back at around 5-ish, I think, half 5. And then,
makes me sad.
And then Mrs. Doubtfire, snowballs, Terry's chocolate orange Baileys.
Now, what did you think about that? Because I found it, and this is me talking. A little bit much.
Who else would have been talking there?
No, the general
the British public
the house,
as, yeah. as a whole. Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Now, when you shot, have a little shot, like a little taste of this Terry Shot Orange Baileys, it's too much. But then I remembered McGrath's words of wisdom just came to me. Ice to Baileys ratio needs to be staggeringly in favour of ice. So I put in... So much ice, and it balanced it fantastically. Yeah. If you did that, sip it slowly, it could get you through like a whole 50% of Mrs. Doubtfire. It was fantastic.
It can get you through all the way up until when? Probably the scene where they're at that like cocktail
I haven't
party
seen Doubtfire
in the
ages.
Afternoon.
Yeah, where would it be? Would it be the swimming pool scene?
Around the swimming pool scene, yeah. Is what I'm thinking, yes. Yeah. That's the one with the little cocktail party where they're on holiday thing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think around we can there. Get to around there. We can certainly get till day one and my tits are on fire. 100% get there.
Incredible film, by
it's
the
great
way.
Film.
One of the great films.
This is a sequel, have I made that up?
Doubtfire.
What?
Mrs. Doubtfire 2, sorry. Sorry, I think there is a second one, yeah.
Is there?
But I mean, it's hard at that stage,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Hard. What do they dress up as now?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery, sorry. Yeah. Your dog's attacking my shoe.
No, because she comes up to you and then you stop putting your hand in the face.
I didn't
like that.
Do that. Yeah, I didn't so do that. John Cena, it. You can't see me. So it sounds like a success.
Yeah.
But what about New Year's Eve then?
Then it takes it all the way to New Year's Eve, of course, doesn't it? Nothing of note happened in... Oh, no, I went back to my mum and dad's for the second Christmas day on the 28th. That was lovely.
And did you cook the turkey?
So I cooked the turkey, but the problem was I was going to take it over there, get it cooked. I looked at the date, 26th. So I had to cook it at home on the 26th.
There's some cheeky fuckers in them supermarkets. We bought little bits and bobs on the 23rd of December. We were like, right, Christmas Day, there's lots of food kicking around, but then obviously that needs to be shared. And isn't it nice on Boxing Day when you wake up and you can have some more Christmas food on Christmas Day? Boy, so we bought little bits and bobs like from like a shop. They all went off on the 25th.
Yeah. Well, they know the market, don't they?
They do know the market.
And it also,
but we still ate it.
Do not freeze. It says that on there. All right, so it goes off on the 25th. Do not freeze.
What am I doing on Boxing Day?
Four Christmas dinners. So I cooked it at home. Nice. This is mad, right? On the packaging of the bird itself, in a printed off specific thing, it said, cook for 2 hours, 52 minutes, right? I thought, my thermometer's broken, but I don't trust this. So I rang Liz's dad and said, can I borrow your meat probe? He said... Yes.
He said, I'm busy.
No, no. Silence.
So what? So hold on. Let me rewind a bit.
Go on.
What kind of... You got a turkey crown?
No, I've got a full beast.
Have you?
The full bird.
How big's this fucking turkey?
Well, it cost me about 45 quid, so jeez. Quite a big.
What a waste of money on turkey.
Well...
You could spend it on so many other things.
I've realised why turkey is so bad. So I thought, what I'll do is... It says 2 hours 52... After an hour and 45 or so, hour and a half, I'll go and get the thermometer, come back, and then I'm probing. Because what I want is 75 degrees, thick and thin, maybe slightly warmer in the legs because there's a bit more collagen, you need that to break down, supposedly. And I'm just probing, right? So I go there, come back, get the thermometer out. It's now 1 hour 52, so a full hour lower than it says to cook this turkey.
Yeah. It's done.
It's overdone. Overcooked. 80 plus degrees, 85 degrees in the legs. It's finished. This is why everyone hates turkeys. Because the packaging is telling you to cook it for an hour longer.
Really? That's crazy.
Right, because I said, Alexa, how long's left on my 2 hour timer, by the way? 8 minutes left. And it's overcooked.
Do you know what we need to talk about as well? We need to talk about resting meat.
Yeah.
I don't just mean me when I go to bed.
Yeah.
Because you get something like that, and you hear all these people talking about, oh, you need to leave the steak. You know, you cook a nice steak.
Yeah.
You know, you need to leave the steak for twice as long as you cook it.
Bollocks.
But have you ever had a steak straight out of the pan? Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a turkey straight out of the oven? It's quite nice.
It's the best. It's quite nice.
So why am I, chefs, putting it over there with some tinfoil for 2 hours?
Joe, you have to let it rest for at
least
10x the cooking time.
That fuck has been resting for a day and a half, these chefs that I watch.
This thing's been resting.
Well, you've got to rest it.
You've got to let it rest.
So why am I having a cold steak now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want my steak to be room temp.
I guess the science behind it, because they talk about the meat juices, relaxing the and it's soaking up all the juice and stuff like that, but sometimes I think, give it to me.
Yeah, I agree. But yeah, everyone needs to get a thermometer for the food, for the meat in particular, because that thing was overcooked.
Mm-hmm.
And again, and it was still slightly moist on impact.
Really?
Yeah. Imagine I'd cooked it for another
hour.
It would be like...
Was the skin all right, though? Was that crisper?
Skin was crisper. It was all perfect.
What
it was
about?
Literally great, if not slightly overcooked. An hour less.
What about the motherfuckers in America who deep fry their turkey?
That's meant to be the best.
Is it?
I've heard that's sensational.
Have you seen the video of the guy lowering a turkey from a Y outside of his house into a big steel bin where all the oil is and it sets the house on fire?
What?
Yeah, it just splashes out everywhere. It's too close to the house.
I've not seen the house set on fire, but I've seen a lot of those with the overflow.
So, New Year's Eve. Is this now a tradition for you? Because I'm sure you did this
second year in a row,
last year.
Went to a curry house.
Near you, which is great fun.
Great fun. Best service in the biz.
It is the best service
more
in the biz.
More napkins than you can shake a stick at.
Are they still doing the napkin thing?
So many napkins.
Ethan, you don't actually believe how often they will come round and ask, do you need another napkin? I don't know what they think we're doing.
It's replenished at an almost... It's sort of almost like futuristic world. Thank you. Napkin. Like, is that as soon as one's just about to touch your lips, it's replaced with another one? Because that was dirty just from being in your breath.
Was it busy in the curry house?
Busy. When we got there, it was packed. And then obviously, as you get closer to midnight, a couple tables leave. Wonderful food, by the way.
Did you do a countdown in the curry house?
So it got to I had a really embarrassing time, actually. It
Why?
Was really embarrassing.
Why? So, you forgot when midnight was?
No, not that. So in that curry house, they know Stretford Paddock.
Yeah.
So they know me from the channel. And they make a little bit of a fuss, and it's nothing
it's nice,
awkward.
It's nice,
just
it's nice.
They're fantastic. Yeah. It makes me feel a little bit awkward, but in a nice way, obviously. Yeah. It's really lovely. So when we booked in, Lizzie booked it, and they said, oh, they're really excited for us to come and do the curtain. Great. And we booked in for 10 p.m. because we're going to eat and then just stay there, have a few drinks until it's New Year's Eve.
Bring your own booze as well,
isn't
it?
Bring your own booze, of course. Then it's about 7:30 at night. We're both starving because obviously it's dinner time. Lizzie goes,
you did this last year, by the way.
What?
You same story. 7:30 at night last year, you were both starving. I'm sure you had something mad to eat.
No.
Last year, at 7:30, you had like a little snack. You had a burger or something.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm like,
just eat a later lunch.
Well, yeah. I mean, so Lizzie said, should we see if we can go early? We'll come back and we'll walk the dog at the midnight instead of being like, in the, all right. But I said, can you ring? Because I don't want it to be awkward. Like, I look like I'm trying to like... ask for a favour because they know they recognise me. Lizzie went, oh no, I've booked it already, you can ring them up. So I go, okay, I'm going to ring them up. I'm going to ring them up. So I ring them up and say, hello everyone, hello. Hello everyone, I didn't say that. I said,
are you a loudspeaker?
Yeah, like I was reading a book out at school. Like George Bush on 9/11. Not that. So I rang up and I said, hello, we've got a book in 10 o'clock. Just wondered if there's any chance I could bring that just a little bit earlier. Just okay, what's the name? Joe. Oh, is it Joe Smith? Was Joe Paddock?
Oh,
it is, yeah. I said, what time do you want? 8:30?
I bet he's going
busy
to
time. I said, if not, no problem at all. That's fine, whatever. And then in the background, I can hear, we got anything free at 7:30? No. It's Joe from Stretford Paddock.
No, Joe! The second bargee has landed on the table. It's crazy stuff.
And then they went, right, let me see what I can do.
No!
I can hear this furore in the background of, obviously there's not really a table. What time
is
it? Half 8,
you're nutter.
I know.
Oh, New Year's Eve calling us. What?
I know! What time does he want? We'll sort it. Yeah, we'll sort it. We can do 9:30.
He comes in, Ethan, and the two poor fuckers are sat outside freezing on a chair.
They're eating outside like Rape My Takeaway.
Yeah. Just watching Joe going, is it nice inside?
Tiny Tim eating a frozen booner on the street.
Yeah.
Chipping off bits of the booner and eating it.
Naan just cracking and so cold.
Snapping the naan over the knee.
And that's just grandma.
It was so awkward. I
can't believe it. Joe, I really want to take over that spot and just get loads of fucking.
We should go there. It's so good.
We should get a big crates of booze and just have a night in there. So what time did you finish your tea?
So we finished it. Well, so then, because you get in the party atmosphere, you had a couple of beers. It's then like 11:15. I'm like, can we get the bill? And they went, oh, you're not staying for the fireworks?
Oh, fireworks?
Oh, yeah. Right, I'll go and get Dusty. So she's in the cage because they've got to get her. So I go get Dusty, come back for midnight, and they're just about to, they're just laying the fireworks.
It's known that dogs love fireworks. It's known that. It's known. If you get a new dog this Christmas, it's known that they really love really loud, unexplainable bangs. Let me really watch the fireworks.
She lies.
Shit
to yourself. Oh, God. So we got back and they were just putting the safety bricks on the high street.
Where? On the high street?
In the middle of the road. And just as we're about to go live, police van comes up.
Oh, yeah, I can... Whoa.
I know.
What happened? What did they say?
So all of a sudden, one of the lads runs over to the police van, little bit of a chat.
Did they sneak some fucking comas in?
No.
Boys.
Yeah, rock it up.
Same time again next year, Lambooners.
No, none of that. We've got to go in the car park around the back. Everyone's loving it. So you go in the back, they give out those like confetti cannons.
Oh, brilliant.
Don't know who's sweeping that up. And
They're not biodegradable.
I've got the dog, and I'll be honest, she absolutely shut herself when the fireworks went off. And then there was this van going up and down the street. You must have heard this. The loudest horn.
I was in.
Just coming up and down the street. It felt like, honestly, and it felt like it was some sort of terrorist attack, that van. It was so fucking scary. I felt like we're going to get fucking ploughed down
here. It was crazy, yeah.
I don't know who that was. That wasn't to do with the...
It was just someone having fun, I guess.
It was just someone driving around Stockport in this van.
Mental.
The craziest thing. So then Dusty is absolutely vibrating in my arms. But what I did is I pointed a head up at the fireworks.
He's unbelievable. He's unbelievable.
Peeled her eyes.
No, because I thought if she can see that the noise is associated with the
nuts. No, because the thing with fireworks is they make a noise. No, they make this. They go whoo. And then a second later, the bang comes.
No, but not up close and personal. It's almost instantaneous, isn't it?
Sometimes.
So I pointed her head sort of like I had like a... whatever. At the fireworks, I thought, if I can give her a visual that accompanies the sound, it might not be quite as startling. And that did calm her a touch. But she was definitely panicked.
Nice. That's a good new year.
And then back
what did you get from that certain place?
I got the lamb chops. Yeah. No, I got eight.
We got 12
poppadoms.
You're mad. How many did Lizzie have?
Four.
Four? That's good going.
Like that. No, 10 poppadoms. She had three, I had seven. Sorry. And then I got the lamb chops that came with a little curry sauce, but you can ask for a different curry sauce.
Yeah.
That was very good. The chops were beautiful.
Good, I love a chop.
Very spicy. And then a garlic naan and a bowl of ice.
Oh, for the drinks.
I didn't really order that. Yeah, for the drinks. So what did you do New Year's Eve?
Well, I did the official countdown again.
Oh, you
did. At the city centre. They called me up. It's fucking great fun. 20,000 people.
You're joking. That's mad.
It's mad. I'm like, do you know what? Look at that.
Palm of your hand.
They were in the palm of my hand, Joe. They were in the palm. I couldn't have said anything. They started cheering.
Really?
So they said
that's how sort of movements start, isn't it? Some sort of anti-government uprising.
So they said, do you want to do it again this year? I said, yeah. So we had a DJ there called Paul. He was great. And then
how does he rank amongst the city centre DJs?
Great. Yeah, great.
Great ranking. Yeah.
Cracking ranking.
Next up at great, it's Paul.
Yeah. But okay. Do you know last year I sped up the sort of countdown? I was really nervous I was going to do that again. So I learnt the words off by heart, and I just did...
Learned the words to 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
See, it's all right saying it out loud now, but try and do it in front of 20,000 people, Joe. What would you do right now to count down from 10 and make sure it was as bang on as you possibly could? Because it's trickier than you think.
Look at the clock.
Yeah, look at the clock.
See, the thing is, the clock's behind me.
Ah, shit.
Well, go on, count down from 10. Let's see how well you do. Right, let me get my fucking thing out.
Do you have a lectern in front of you?
Or
you
just stand and free? Right, I do.
Don't have a look there. All right, you ready?
You ready?
I'm going to see how quick you go.
Come here.
So it's like, it's 20,000 people, they're all going, McGrath, we love you. Sorry? They didn't know my name.
So it's like,
23, 59, 40, 41, 42, 43, 42, 41, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42, 43, 42 8.75.
As all, if you've ever been in a band, you'll know. The temptation to speed things up is almost overwhelming. And also, when you're doing something like that, usually there's like a sort of a speeding up crescendo.
Yeah.
But obviously, everyone has to be the same because instinctively you want to go 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like you want it to get faster.
Like the Iceland claps.
Yes, like the Iceland claps. You want it to build up, but there is no build up. You're just monitoring time. So I do get that it is a trickier thing than you'd think. So what did you do?
I had a great day.
How did you do it?
One. Two.
No, what are you counting to
10.
One?
Sorry, I'm counting down. 10! Nine!
You started counting at midnight. Eight. You counted the first 10 seconds of 2026, didn't you? No, how did you keep time?
10! None!
No, I don't want to hear it.
8!
You can't Mississippi and I'm whispering Mississippi.
Try to make it more local, but nothing really flows like that.
No. I guess you could have like.
One, Sulphur Crescent.
Sulphur Crescent.
9.
2 Piccadilly.
9 Chatterton Way.
3 yeah. Northenden.
No. Yeah.
4 Pomona.
Shooter bus station.
Yeah.
9.
So what did you do?
I just told you!
Didn't count Mississippi.
10. And then away from it, went. Brought the microphone back to me. 9.
But Mississippi isn't foolproof. Because you can Mississippi at
yeah,
any speed.
Yeah, but it's as foolproof as I need it to be.
Right, okay, fair enough. And then, now, this is good because obviously I've saw a lot of. I'm glad you had a nice time.
Oh, whatever you do. What are you going to say now? You're going to slag off the fireworks?
I'm not going to slag off the fireworks. Because I thought, let's see how Joe got on. Because obviously last year he was chucking it down. The weather was a lot better this time. So I thought I'd go on TikTok and have a little look at, well, the response.
Right, go on then, let's hear it.
So I went on TikTok and thought, let's have a look. This top video, 15,000 likes. I thought they must have a sense of the occasion. Manchester New Year fireworks, expectation... with a firework emoji, reality with a poo emoji next to it. The next one, NYE 2026 Manchester UK fail with a skull and a dying rose. The next one says, Manchester fireworks. And then someone said, what a disaster by Manchester.
It is my response to that.
Someone else.
I did my bit.
People struggle. There's a lot of expectation versus reality memes
okay,
coming from
listen,
it.
Listen. My job.
What went wrong?
Is to get the crowd hyped up.
You've done your job.
Yeah.
No one's missed. No
and
one's
let's just say,
you.
I have no comment for what happened at bang on midnight for 10 minutes.
Because someone says, no, I mean, someone said obviously the host weak.
No, they didn't.
Fireworks even weaker, yeah.
No, they didn't. Yeah, no, they didn't.
That's got a billion likes.
No, they didn't.
No one's mentioned you. Everyone thinks you did a great job. Was there a poor... Was there
do you know
a,
what jury was? It was very...
Fireworks?
The fireworks... It's going to sound stupid, but all they did was go up. And like... But they just constantly
you
went...
You like the ones in people's back gardens where they fall over and hit
there was not many like
don't
you? No, there's not many like spinny ones. There's not many like... Woo!
Right.
Did they last a long time?
They lasted for 10 minutes. There was fire... There was like little fire bursts. I can see... There was lasers.
It's cheap.
I can... Listen.
Where do you think the fee's gone?
It's not gone for me.
Oh, bloody 19.
Do you know how much fireworks are?
They're very expensive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, but
it was
if
like
you've
a few
got
grand a minute.
20,000 people there, that's. Did people
yeah.
pay for this?
Is it free to get
listen,
in?
Listen, I've had. Yeah, free to get in, so okay. I won't be fucking complaining about you, right?
I'm not complaining.
London, it's expensive in London.
Yeah, it's like 45 quid, isn't it?
45 quid?
To be fair, theirs is world
they're very
class.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, if it's 45 quid, you expect yeah. world class. If it's free,
you,
just let
did
fucking
you put this event
Mick
on?
From Gorton do it.
Did you put this event on?
No.
I know you're the host, so you want to get a little bit defensive. But there was some suggestion that the initial sort of burst, there was then a pause where a lot of the videos ends, and then it seemed to be the case that it did come back after that, but the videos weren't showing that.
So, yeah. So, I think so we had confetti at the start, and a big boo, yeah, like that, and then it's paused, and then they had like a sort of mega mix of songs, and the fireworks sort of landed quite closely, like the beats of the fireworks.
Accompanying drone show?
No drones, sadly.
Okay. That's all right.
I'm sure Manchester City Council take the criticism on board.
Yeah.
But let's see if they splash the cash a bit more on fireworks next year.
Did you have a nice time though?
I had a lovely time. And the worst thing about hosting on the stage is I couldn't see the fireworks.
Great.
It's just to look at everyone else's reaction.
People
would be standing there from 9 PM in the cold for 3 hours. They seem to have a good time.
Do people wear nappies like in
New York? No, not in New York, no. Hey, listen, fun event, free event.
Good. No, free
I
event,
loved it.
I
music
mean, come
was
on,
great.
What do you want? Free event, man.
And then I did my bit, bang on till midnight.
Imagine you hadn't, though. He's done the countdown at 6 minutes, too, because he's knackered. You know what? I'll be honest. I was up at 4:30 this morning. He's giving it all the sloppy Joe's excuses, Ethan. Sorry, everyone. I know there's 20,000. I was up at 4:30 this morning. I'm knackered. I need to take the dog out. Does anyone mind if I do the countdown at 11:48 and get out?
I also think that the fireworks are restricted to the location where it's at. Right. For example, it is like surrounded by big and like all these grade one listed buildings, and they can't be doing all that. So.
And also, I think 10 minutes is actually right. That one we went to, me and Lizzie at Freight Island, three and a half minutes.
That was crazy. That.
And we paid for that. So you've done all right there. I'm only messing, but I just saw a few of the videos. Ethan, what was your New Year's like?
Well, didn't do fireworks. Watched Jules Holland.
Oh, my God. I think that needs putting down.
You've hootenannied yourself really all that. The way to midnight?
We watched the full shebang of Jules. I watched the whole show, actually, up until, like, what, half one. That. I know, but...
It's not designed to
And what did they do at midnight? Did they do a countdown?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously. Why wouldn't they do a countdown?
Because it's pre-recorded in June.
Yeah, I know that, but...
It's not in June, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Is it? Is that why Jules has got such a dab on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I'm not really a fan of hooting.
But I love it.
We watched Jules because we went to a lovely cottage in the lakes. So, my parents treated, like, her friends and I... to this lovely cottage, and I've sent you a video. I'm going to have to put it in the
what
chat.
What are her friends like then? Right, are they boozers?
Everyone. I had so many snowballs again. Fucking hell. I was a bit wild.
Video, right, I've got a video up in my phone.
How cool. This is like a games room.
This is a games room. We've just seen a darts board there. There's a pool table. Oh, my God. Wow. This is amazing.
It's unbelievable.
Christmas some sort tree.
Saxon.
And where are you
shirt.
Sat up there?
I'm like the stood in this little den. It's mad. Anyway, outside there was a little steam room. There was a hot tub. There was a tiny sauna for a person.
Really? For one person?
The sauna.
Are you sure
had...
that wasn't the central heating log fire?
Oh no, it was definitely the sauna.
It was a tiny. I could barely squeeze in, man.
It was unbelievable.
Me and a load of coals on fire.
Well, there was. That's how the whole thing was heated. For fire and coal, it was very traditional, and it was very wonky. It was like Alice in Wonderland. Like my door at the end of the corridor was like an optical illusion. Like it was really tiny.
It looked like it was Marlo, but you kept banging your head on it.
Yeah, and like if you were to drop something like a bottle, everything was uneven, so it would like roll all the way around the corner, then down the stairs. It was really
fantastic. Though.
Yeah, it was a beautiful little place.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. I'm glad we all had a great Christmas and New Year. Then it's fantastic.
Very nice.
I think in the next episode, we're going to try and squeeze it in here, but I think in the next episode, we want to challenge ourselves this year, me and you.
We want to get some New Year's resolutions going, but ones where, not just where it's like, oh, I want to be better to myself.
No, yeah.
They're great, but I want one where we come out of something with something.
And,
you know,
yeah.
Tasks.
A task.
Learn a new skill.
Mm,
do you know what I mean?
And monthly, we'll keep up to date with how we're all getting on.
Yeah.
So, are we going to share a task, individual tasks, you think?
I think individual. I think we all have an individual task each, and we'll come up with them and we'll have a look and chat about them next week.
Yes, that'd be good fun. Yeah.
Do our New Year's
resolutions. So if you've got anything that you want to recommend, get in the comments, we might take that in consideration.
Yeah, start smoking, whatever. Classic.
Huh?
Put on a couple of stone. I mean, just your classic New Year's resolutions.
I think I can probably do both of them. I could do one.
You could pick one.
I could pick one. Smoking.
Yeah, why not?
Happy New Year, Sloppers. Thank you very much. It's been wonderful, and we will see you very, very soon.
Bye. Ethan, wave, please.
We'll see you soon. Ta-ra.